my poor health, the uncertainty as to my future, these burdens I gave her.
Not like this, in his room all the time, reading.
Your kisses springing from your eyes like tears, grandmother.
Reading is well, but he needs fresh air.
Couldn't wean her husband from his liqueur glass either. What was that?
The garden gate. A visitor. A visitor. Who in the world can it be?
Is it Charles Swan?
Yes.
Again?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Mr. Swan.
Good evening, Mr. Swan. Mr. Swan. Are you really a connoisseur now, Mr. Swan?
I am all ears from my upstairs window.
I wouldn't say that.
I ask for your own sake.
You're so kind.
There are so many fakes in the marketplace nowadays.
My coachman warned me. I'm a child.
Your coachman?
You know him?
No, I don't.
He took me by the sleeve recently, prior to an auction.
Your sleeve?
Just sort of gave me a gentle tug, you know.
Mr. Swan.
No, listen.
One of your stories, is that? Is that what you are telling us?
I can assure you.
You are a wicked man.
Leonie.
By the sleeve, did you hear?
He says to me, the Fabergé egg isn't all it's cracked up to be. And if that's a Vermeer, I'm a Dutchman.